Blog Talk Radio. Good morning.
Good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Sabrina Williams. I'm your host. Welcome to Conversations with the Diva. As you know, it's Thursday morning. And, of course, because the hot devil still has us, we're at 101 degrees. It's ridiculous. I like snow. I need to ski. I'm dying here. I need the cold weather. Jesus, do you not love us here in Las Vegas? Probably not, because we're a bunch of sinners. All right. Well, we're going to do the intro. Then we're going to introduce our guest. Again, happy Thursday morning. If you're not living your dreams, then you just ain't living, people. I just got to say that. Of course, Blog Talk Radio, you're going to give me a hassle on my little show. So hold on. It's a miracle from Jesus. Well, we're going to go ahead and start. I'm going to introduce our guest. On my line, we have Mr. E, but I have to put my glasses on because this man is amazing. Mr. William E. Benston III, founder, owner. He was born and raised in Maryland. Oh, I have to turn my phone around. This is so funny when you operate from your phone. In Maryland, he credits his mother and his paternal grandparents for instilling in him the principles of discipline. Okay, for all those people who know what maternal or paternal, you would only know that if you like a social worker like me. So that means that's the paternal side of his family, not the maternal side. So that's an awesome thing. Love that. For instilling in him the principles of discipline, strong values, and the importance of work ethic. At an early age, people, work ethic, at an early age. Did you hear me? Okay, see, I need to stop. I've already started. I'm going to let him tell the rest of his story because I want him to tell you after he graduated from high school, he moved to Los Angeles, California with only $800 and a dream. And he has a dream, and he is major important. But let me tell you about this man. He has worked on music videos, documentaries, and commercials for popular artists such as, I hope I get this right, Flo Rida. I hope Flo Rida, that's not how you say it. I'm so sorry, man. Don't come after me. Or lady. Ray J, Akon, Trina, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, DJ Khaled. And you know what, people? I don't listen to a lot of this music, so don't hit me up with dumb emails. Memphis Bleek and T.I. Oh, I know who T.I. is. That man is just fine. I was going to be his husband or wife, but he just got married to somebody else, just to name a few. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back and hear Mr. Benston's story. And so hold on. Let me get my radio has decided that it's going to act crazy. So as I'm telling you guys that, I want to give a shout-out to Next Level Fitness and Tennis Coach Danny Bongiorno, who is one of the best coaches in the whole world. Oh, I lost all my listeners off the line. Are you kidding me? They left? Oh, here they are. No, they didn't leave. See, Blog Talk, I'm going to have to get you for that. That's just not right. Okay, Mr. Benston, you see I'm over here having issues already early in the morning. Can you help me? Can you just say can you start us off with a prayer, please? Because we just need prayer on this show. Lord Jesus.
Absolutely. Oh, man. You may need it, huh?
They do.
Yeah, it's all good. Heavenly Father, we invite you into this broadcast. We ask that you have your way and your will with everything that is said and done. May it touch lives today and even deliver some people in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
And he really meant that prayer for me. May Jesus deliver me from my craziness. All right, and yes, I just got somebody who sent me a chat. Yes, I do ski. I'm going to need people to stop that. Stop telling me what black people don't do. Who is that? Is it a term for what black people don't do? You're just jealous because you're not going to be in Aspen, Colorado with me. You don't even get invited. Whatever. Okay, Mr. Benston. I'm so happy. Let me tell you, I am so honored. You don't even know. People, I'm going to be working with this man. I'm so excited that he even honored me this morning to come on my show. So let me stop talking, and I want you to tell everybody about you and how it all started with your $800. Go ahead. And if wait, let me preface you. Sorry. Okay. Wait, I'm sorry. Okay, if I jump in and tell jokes in between, don't worry about it. But go ahead, tell your story now. I promise I'll be quiet for at least a minute.
Okay, all right, it's all good. Well, a long time ago, when I first graduated from high school, I had dreams on being in the entertainment game, and the best way I knew to go about doing it was to go to Hollywood from the East Coast to the West Coast. So I woke up one morning and made my mind up to leave, and, you know, I wasn't going to say anything to anyone because I didn't want anyone stopping me. And that's what I had in my pocket, a little bit over $800. Went to the Greyhound station, purchased a ticket, and 4 days later I was in Los Angeles. So, you know, that's kind of how that ended up.
Wow. Now, see, people, I just want you to know that, notice that he said when he was very young, he had $800 in his pocket, okay? I'm going to need my son, Elisha, if he's not awake, I'm going to tell you, I need you to listen to the show. This man had $800 in his pocket when he left home. I need you to work on that, okay? See, people, you have a dream. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I said, at least I was quiet for 1 minute. I'll try for two this time. Okay, so tell me, you went to Hollywood, you got off the bus, what happened?
Well, everything got real, really fast, and I walked around for a little while. You know, $800 in Los Angeles goes really quick, and so for a little while, for a couple of maybe a week and a half, maybe I was just homeless, just walking around Hollywood, and ended up going to a place called Covenant House and staying in there. And, you know, that was for kids that were misplaced or whatever have you. And it was a good program. They feed you. They help you get jobs and give you a place to stay. And so I kind of started working really quick, got an apartment. And from there, you know, I started saving my money, going into music studios and trying to make some music and live the life and, you know, and just get it going on. So I lived out in Hollywood for a year doing that and ended up coming back to the East Coast after that little run with the whole Hollywood thing.
The Hollywood thing is a little much for some people. It really is, because I can tell you, seeing different people of different genres dressed differently, and even some of the girls out there, woo, those women, they got some issues, okay, because the women be scaring the men. So now you went back to the East Coast. Oh, sorry. Okay, you know what? I'm going to try to go 3 minutes without telling a joke. I'm going to try. But 3 minutes, okay, I can do that. If I make it, then give me a Snickers bar, okay? That's what I asked, so I can go without telling a joke. Okay, so you go back to the East Coast. How did you get into really deep into music? Because you, Nicki Minaj, T.I., oh, can you tell T.I. I said hi, and if he ever leaves his wife, then I'm available. Moving on. Now, just for the record, I just wanted to say that because that's amazing. You get to work with those people. How did this all start? Who found you, or who did you find to get you on the road to where you are today?
It was more like I had got a deal with Universal, a distribution deal.
Okay.
This was sometime later, and they give budgets. So the people that we were working with, we had a budget to do our music, to do studio, to live, all of that. And, you know, at the time we were kind of, it was a group of us. It was my deal, but, you know, I brought a lot of friends with me. And ended up, long story short, spent the budget, and they requested that we do a music video. Didn't have the budget to hire people to do the music video, so I ended up having to get the equipment and film it on my own. And that's kind of how I got in the film game. The video came out really hot.
Okay.
Someone else asked me to do a video, and
okay.
I did that video, and it came out hot, and, you know, the rest is history. Just started filming a lot of music videos, and filmed a couple documentaries. Before you know it, I was getting, you know, there were requests coming in for me to film things for people. And then, you know, I think I started, I don't even know the first celebrity. I don't know who it was, but, you know, I looked up one day and I was just filming different projects for different celebrities. I think I was filming a reality show, and they had a lot of celebrities on the reality show. And so that's where a lot of those guys came from. It was just kind of like the whole, you know, it was a whirlwind. It kind of happened really fast, you know. And before you know it, I was filming movies for with you know, Lil Wayne and Drake and Nicki, the Rise of Young Money. That's when they first came to the label. And
wow.
And also wow. ended up doing all of those projects, and the rest was history. You know, we just formed a bigger company, and we started helping people, and you know, it's kind of the 50 Cent tour with it, you know.
And you're so, and let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this man is very humble. What he is not saying is that he owns Sector 7 and he's a philanthropist. Well, I almost said the word, darn it. But anyway, I'm going to practice my words because I'm going to be that one day. This man, he's amazing. So tell us about Sector 7. What is it? I know it consists of fashion, music. It's a whole in-house, one-house shop stop. That's not right. Well, you know what I mean. You know what? I got to get my words correct. I haven't had coffee this morning because I don't have a maid to go get me coffee. I have to go get it
right.
myself. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
No problem, no problem. Well, Sector 7 is a company that we started. It's a multimedia company, and it specializes in people who have vision and want to do things, but they may not have the finances or the resources or the connections to get it done. A lot of people may have a song in their mind, but they don't know where to go to get it recorded. You know, so or actors and actresses, whatever have you. So we wanted a company that would be a one-stop company. We already had all the connections you could ever need. We have distribution, promotions in place. We have movie directors that are part of Sector 7, multi-platinum producers that are part of Sector 7. And so the idea is we alleviate all of that trying to hope and pray that this song comes out right on the budget that you have,
right.
And then not knowing what to do with it afterwards. Now we knock all that out the pocket, and you come into Sector 7, you say what it is that you're looking to do, even if it's writing a book and needing a book to be out. We have writers in Sector 7. You can come in, we consult you on the best route to go about what it is that you're trying to get accomplished. We have people in-house to kind of...
Back up. You just said book, right? You have... Oh, people, look, I found one person to help with our book. Oh, my God, you said that. Okay. You know what it is?
Yeah.
Put down, stop eating. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so excited. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm trying
absolutely.
Here to contain my creativeness, but okay, that's so exciting. Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, it's cool. Some books, yeah. And but we have the platform to not only record them in a professional way, even if it's a movie, a full-fledged movie, you know, we do all of that. We finish a lot of people's movies, motion pictures that aren't able
wow.
to, they don't have the finishing funds. And we don't really charge. We pick ours up on the back end. So we finish the project, and then we can use our distribution. We can use our means of promotion to get it out all over the country, all over the world. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing for people who have the talent but just don't have everything else. And we help them to get situated and get placement. And so it's a good thing. That's what Sector 7 is. It's a company that everybody comes to get it done the right way without all of the BS, you know. And that's what
Amen.
We believe.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And so
yeah.
so for those people who are wondering, like, okay, because I'm thinking I want you guys to produce your My Sunshine song because I think I can sing. Not really, I can't. They don't have me in choir. Because you know what happens if I sing in choir, nobody will tithe in church, and then churches won't have money, and they can't help the community. So we'll just skip it into the movie. Sorry. Anyway, so for those people who can sing and who are indie artists, like I had Matthew Johnson on yesterday, and I have tons of indie artists that are coming on my show, what do they have to do to be part of Sector 7? What are your requirements? And I have people who have books, such as me, like what would we have to do to get you guys to accept us? Do they submit a resume, a bio?
No, it's real simple. We allow people to go to the website and they kind of just punch in and say what their vision is. You know, they go to the
okay.
to the page that kind of pertains to what it is they're doing. You will see fashion, music, filmmaking, actors, actresses, comedians, whatever. And you go to it and you kind of just type in what it is that you're looking for. You put in a time and date that you would like to be contacted, and someone to give you a call. Someone to give you a call from Sector 7 at that particular time, and then you guys get to talk over what it is that you're looking for. Do you kind of just formulate a plan, a strategy? You let them know where you are with the project right now, what it is that you need, and where you're looking to go with it. And from that place and that point, a plan is put together. You know, we can't take on every project. Some people, you know, they're just not all the way there. They're not ready. But, you know, we deal with the we deal with a great number of the people that kind of contact us. We're able to help them out in some way, shape, or form, and get them to where they need to go. But that's how the process is. That's how the process goes.
And people, I want to say, you know, he was being nice, and I'm just going to say it like this. Not everybody can sing, not everybody can write, and not everybody's meant to be an actor. Some of you people just need to keep your stuff at home and go ahead and fulfill your dream. We all do. I'm just going to say that. So don't be up here sitting in this your children's video because you think that they need to be on like YouTube. It's not working. I'm telling you, stop it. That's not what he's saying. We need to keep this in. You like dying over there? I'm just gonna say, do not. Some people like, I can't sing, but you know what? I am funny, but you know what? That's okay. So don't be upset when somebody rejects you. They're not rejecting. They're helping you. Actually, they're saying no to you, but there's five other doors open. Like, you could be the filming director of your kid's preschool. I'm just saying. So don't worry about it. There's other opportunities for you people. But some people, I know some very talented people who do need this, and you guys need them. Now you have the information. No more whining that I don't have anybody. Submit your story because it's all on you. You want to live your passion. Sector 7 is here to help you make it happen, okay? I'm just saying that, people. Was that a good commercial for you? I think so.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I think I should be a Sector 7 commercial girl. Okay, you know what? You know, Mr. B, from talking to me that I'm crazy. You know that I just say whatever I want to say because it's Sabrina. Well, we have to have a commercial break because I want to thank WBDN Media, Volante Grant, for giving me Conversations with the Diva. I want to give a shout-out to my friend who was on the phone listening, Kimmy, who introduced me to this awesome. And I'm going to say he's a young man because I'm 51, and he doesn't even look like he's a day over 45, so I'm older than him. And if I'm not, just go with that because that'll work for you. In case you were looking for a wife or I was trying to, you know, help you, you know it'll work. This man is very handsome. Oh, my God. Love him. Okay, I'm not looking for a man. I just wanted to say that because I helped you dying to say, oh, he's a handsome black man. Okay. Well, anyway, moving on. You know what? I'm sorry, I lost my mind there for a second. Now, what has been the greatest achievement for you in your life? I know you've done so much, but I want to talk about faith. A lot of people come on the show and they talk about faith, but I really think God has played a really big part in your life with that.
Right. Do you mean professional or just in general?
Yeah, professional.
I would probably say the greatest thing, the thing that I'm most proud of is the project that we just completed. It took us 4.5 years to do it. It's called It Has Begun, The Awakening, which is a 6-series box set, and it speaks on everything that's going on in the world, from phenomena that's happening around the world to spiritual warfare, because it gives an understanding of what it is to have a relationship with God and why we have a relationship with God. And it explains it in a way where people who may be kind of shy to go to a church or to talk to a pastor can get a full understanding of the importance and why people believe, why people believe that the Bible is the Word of God, you know, and it's inspired without them having to, you know, go ask these questions. It's very deep, and it gets into things like secret societies, UFOs. People don't know that the Bible speaks of other different life forms, you know, besides man and animal. There's still five other life forms that the Bible speaks of that are here on Earth or in our little system here. And, you know, a lot of people aren't even aware of that. It speaks of giants and dinosaurs, and, you know, but the Bible calls them dragons. And it speaks, so it's incredible. And when you hear how it all originated, how it came to be, you know, that's even fascinating. And that helps you understand why so many people, billions of people over a couple of thousand years, follow this with everything that they are, because it's evidence. I mean, it tells you to do things, and the things that it tells you to do, once you do them, you get results. You get the results that it says that you will get. And a lot of people never even spend their time to even pursue that. They just, you know, they judge it before they try it, which is kind of, you know, that's ignorant to do, because you don't have, you're not educated. So it's that deep. And so doing that movie delivered some people. It brought awareness, and it was, you know, it was the thing that I was most proud of. Of course, before that, I was doing music videos and had people jumping around and doing all types of things. So, of course, you know, this was the thing that I did that I was like, yeah, that's what's up. That's going to help a lot of people, you know. And
wow.
It was a labor of love.
Yeah. And that's amazing. And I know people, I joke, but I always joke and say, I know there's a God because I haven't beat up everybody because I could throw my shoe at him, but God has helped me back. But seriously, people, I'm sorry, I had to say that because I'm always wanting to tell people, you want to see Jesus? Because you're about to right now. So, but I'm going to tell you, God really does exist, because things are happening with me and my life professionally, and you guys will start hearing about it really soon. But God, there is a God. And I'm going to tell you, when I left my marriage, unfortunately, I was married for 18 years, but when I had to leave my marriage because of domestic violence, I had nothing, literally not a dime. I had to let everything go. My kids and I, we had to move. And I just really thought God was angry with me. But as time went on, these last 2 years have been really amazing. I never thought I'd be a girl in the gym who bench presses so much. I never thought I'd be on radio. And I never thought that I would have people who want to invest in me and help me fulfill my dreams. So God is really real. He's amazing. I make a lot of jokes because that's just me. I feel like sense of humor gets you through life, but really is amazing. And you guys will start to hear a lot about what's going to be coming for the Diva in the next couple of weeks. But it is just amazing. God is real. And if you guys think he's not real, and I just want you to go stand out in the middle of Kuwait desert and see how long you can go without water. And when the first person brings you water, you'll be thinking, okay, I'm just going to say that's okay. I'm way off the hook, okay? You know what? There's just, no. Poor Mr. Bennett, I did ask him the first day I talked to him. I said, sir, did I traumatize you? He goes, no. I said, do you talk a lot? He goes, no. He's a good listener. He really is. And when he speaks, it's really profound. I'm going to tell you, people, really profound. Mr. Bennett, where can people find you at, and where can we get a hold of Sector 7?
Oh, okay. So at Sector 7, SECTOR, the number 7, INC.com. You know, so that's Sector 7, INC.com. And, you know, you can go on there and get all the social media information. You can see who we are. You know, you can read the mission statement and see what we've been doing and, you know, the projects that we're working on. And you kind of see where you fit in and punch that in and start, you know, just get working. It's all good.
Yeah. All right. And you know what? This has been a blessed show. I am so excited. I feel like I just touched T.I., Nicki Minaj, and oh, my God, Lil Wayne, this is amazing. You know what, though? Seriously, I've read your bio, and you're an amazing man, and it is really awesome for all of those, and I hate to say as an African-American man or a black man, but you are inspiration for all young men who are out there who are up and coming, especially minorities. People, you heard him. He had $800. There's just no excuse. You could have took $50. You see, he went and found a place to live, and then he said he got an apartment. Okay, I didn't have an apartment at 18. I just want you to know I'm proud of him. Okay, so you know what? That's amazing, okay? So you know what? When you sit there and you say, I can't, like my trainer says, he always says, when I say I can't, he makes me do 75 push-ups. Because you can. You just have to find the door, the right door that's open for you. And this man has done an amazing, amazing job with that. And I waited to say this on the air, and Kimmy's listening, but after conversations with me, he has boosted my self-esteem by 300%. Okay, people, yes, I do have self-esteem problems. I'm going to say that, okay, because I do. So when somebody comes and believes in you and says, you know what, I think you got something, that's amazing. Because you know what? That's what we need in life. So I'm going to tell you, people, yes, I do suffer with self-esteem. Yes, I do suffer from depression. For all those black people that say that they don't suffer from some kind of mental illness and you're sitting there terrorizing your relatives and you need to go get help, go get help. Also, Hispanics and Asians, you guys do too, because this is ridiculous, because you guys know you need help and you don't get it. So I just want to say that. Yeah, okay. So I'm being real. I keep it real for you people. Keep it real. 211 in any state will offer you services to get help for counseling. Not saying you're dumb or idiot. It's just saying, hey, I need you to go get help. Okay, that's what I'm saying. I have to say that. Mr. Vincent, on every show we do a public service announcement, and I say that, and I'm being really serious, because we have a rampant mental health problem with minorities. It's like about 55% of African-American, Hispanic, and Asian do not get mental health because they're shamed. So I tell people that I suffer from depression. I don't have to take medicine anymore because I work out so much. I train, I eat right, and I get a lot of sleep, and I laugh. Some people may not get to that level. They may need medicine or they may need counseling. But I make a joke about it, but seriously, you know who you are and you need help, and I don't want this to be a cultural barrier for the rest of our life that we don't get the counseling we need. Because when you're at cray cray and you're terrorizing people, your family's just going to say, oh, yeah, we love you, and then they leave you out of events. They leave you out of events because you're driving them crazy. Okay, so they'll invite you if you get some help. I'm just going to say that. Okay, I'm done. Yeah, moving on. I just have to say that. It's the truth. You know people who need help, Mr. Vincent. You know that. Okay, so if you need help, call 211. Anyway, I just want to thank you for coming on the show. You were amazing. Thank you for putting up with my funniness. And I just want to say once again, dear Jesus, can we get rid of the 101 and can I get some snow? Because St. George, Utah is calling my name. Brian Head, we need to go. Yes, I love skiing. I love NASCAR. I am just loving sports. I booked my first country music concert that I'm going to be going to, yes. And I'm looking for a pair of pink cowboy boots. So if any of you people see those, to hit me up and let me know. Because I need some pink cowboy boots. I'm going to be crazy. You know that I'm making you laugh. Okay. So anyway, thank you everybody for tuning in to Conversations with the Divas. Thank you again to Next Level Fitness and Tennis Coach Danny Bongiorno, who is my sponsor for fitness, but also my trainer. He is in Las Vegas, Nevada. He prefers to be he can be reached 702-303-3765. And people, he will fire you if you're not a good client. And let me tell you something that's really spooky, is that he knows when I'm at Winchell's Donut. Every time I go to Winchell's Donut, he calls me. That is no lie, no exaggeration. I think there's some kind of radar on those donuts. So if you want a great trainer, call him. You want a great company to fulfill your dream for music, being an author, book, music, actress, model, call Sector 7. They can help you. Don't send those videos to me anymore because I can't help you, because I don't know what I'm looking for. For all I know, you're jumping around. That's an A+. I don't know. I'm not that. Don't send them to me. Send them to Sector 7 because I can't help you. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Conversations with the Diva. It is Thursday morning. Tune in next week today before we go. I want to say hi, Mom, who is in heaven. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I said this last night, and I'm going to say it again. Men and women, you need to go to the doctor. You need to get checked for breast cancer. I don't want to hear, oh, I'm so shy. I don't want somebody to see my body. You know you lay down in the bed with somebody, and that's how you got your kids. Go to the doctor, get checked, because you're going to save your life. Because seriously, You're somebody's brother. You're somebody's sister, mother, and father in your love. And if you could prevent cancer, it would be better than the alternative of dying too early. So you guys get your health checkups and do well, because I'm going to tell you something. It can save your life. It really can. All right, guys. Peace out. This is Sabrina Williams signing off with Conversations with the Diva. Love you guys. Again, Jeremiah 29:11. God does not want to harm you. He wants to prosper you and give you a hope and a future. Remember that. Love you guys all. Thank you, Mr. Benston. I will be calling you, definitely.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Bye, Kimmy. I love you. Conversations with the Diva. We were blessed to have Sector 7, Mr. Benston III on the phone. And you know what, you guys? You can fulfill your dreams just like he did. So don't give up hope. Don't give up your future. Just keep trying. Remember that God has a plan for you and everybody's plan. I'm 51. My life is just now seeing the full fruition. So you don't know. It could take, you could be like Moses in the Bible. You could be wandering through the desert, different things happening to you on the path, but God may keep you there until that he can decide what he wants is best for you. Because sometimes we think we know what's best, but it's really not true. It's actually what God wants for us, okay? And yes, I'm a sinner like the rest of you, probably a worse sinner than some of you guys, but you know what? God still loves me, and he accepts me, and he forgives me for my sins, and he wants what's best for me.